I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. State lawmakers are working on ways to help new and young farmers in Colorado. An interim committee held its first meeting yesterday and looked at possible bills that could provide financial and other assistance. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The goal is to encourage young people to farm and make it easier for them to do so. Challenges include the high cost of land and equipment, and another factor is the difficulty of transferring farms and equipment to the next generation. Nathan Weathers farms in Yuma and says with modern technology, people are retiring much later.
Most programs that are out there to benefit a young farmer, the older farmer has to die. And we struggle with that every day on our farm. You know, how does dad turn his farm over to me? I can't buy over $1 million worth of equipment from him. He's accumulated that over 40 years.
The state is considering expanding a tax credit for selling land or equipment and offering incentives for farmers and ranchers to mentor young people interested in farming. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Colorado Classic Professional Cycling Race kicked off yesterday in Colorado Springs. Today, the racers are in Breckenridge for the second stage of the event, where they'll ride 10 laps on a 6.4-mile course. The women wrap up their race today, while the men go to Denver tomorrow for the last two stages. This is 91.5 KRCC News.